The council first designated the King Edward III conservation area, centred around the Edward III's manor house in February 2011. And during the consultation that followed, we received some support for the conservation area, as well as a number of suggestions for its extension west along the river. The council then carried out a further historic area assessment of the proposed extension and consulted with the local residents and the community council, starting in July 2012 and ending in March 2013. We consulted on the proposal to extend the designated conservation area and adopt the draft conservation area appraisal before you today. The MPPF places a very high test on the designation of conservation areas and states in paragraph 127 that when considering the designation of a conservation area, local planning authorities should ensure that an area justifies such status because of its special architectural or historic interest, and that the concept of conservation is not devalued through the designation of areas that lack special interest. Officers are satisfied that this additional area, this new area, this extension, meets the test set out in the NPPF. The extension captures the significant and important piece of public open space and the listed buildings, and the purpose of the extension is to preserve and improve this important river frontage.